The event attracted roughly 100 residents to commemorate family members and friends lost to black lung disease. As a military trumpeter played taps, coal miners lifted the cover off the engraved headstone. On that stone were the names of some 200 local coal miners who had died of black lung. Marcy Tate runs a network of pulmonary rehab clinics for black lung patients, and she spoke at the event.
While the rest of the world turns a blind eye to our suffering here, we also fight. And I just want to tell you, the names that's on this monument today that we're honoring is just fuel for those of us that fought.
Federal regulators are scheduled to meet later this month to consider whether additional protections can prevent further instances of disease. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.